We're talking about how the brain works. This one's certainly food for thought. It's a piece of research which has been published from the University of Tilburg. This is Rick Peters and his colleagues. And they've been looking at the impact of snack foods and diet portions on your waistline.
Uh-huh.
As most researchers do, they used their students because they're cheap and they don't ask for money. They'll do anything for a bag of crisps. In this case, they certainly did. They got 140 students and they divided them into two groups. One group were given two very large bags of crisps. The other group were given nine small bags of crisps. And they were recruited being told, this is a study all about television advertising. Now, with those two groups, the big bag and the small bag groups of students, were then divided into further two groups each. Half of them were weighed very visibly in front of a mirror. And the researchers say this is to put them into a diet-conscious mindset. It would certainly have that effect on a number of people, I would think. But the other half were just told to plonk themselves on the couch and start watching telly. And what they did was to tot up how many crisps the students in both these groups over time actually ate. And at the end of the study, the ones they didn't weigh, i.e. the non-diet conscious group, about 75% of them opened their small bags of crisps and about 50% of them opened the big bags of crisps. But critically, they ate the same amount of crisps if they opened the big bags or the small bags.
So just how many they fancied, really.
Yeah. Then you turn to the ones that they put into this diet-aware state by weighing them very visually in front of a mirror. Now, those showed very different results. 25% of them opened their big bags, but they actually ate, the people who opened their little bags, 59% of whom opened their little bags, ate far more than the people who opened the big bags.
So they're thinking, oh, it's only a little one, I'll just have another.
And what the researchers conclude is that by putting things into prepackaged small portions, what this does when you're trying to be conscious about how much you eat, you assume that someone has made the choice about how much you should or shouldn't eat of something, and therefore it kind of means you can lower your dietary or caloric guard, and you end up overeating far more than you would do normally. So in fact, the instance here, or the sort of suggestion from this study, is when it comes to diet foods, more is actually less by the look of it.
Because that seems to contradict some other studies that have found that if you give people little portions, they'll eat less. But I guess was that because they weighed people first and put them in that frame of mind?
This is what they're saying, that if you put people into a diet-aware state and then offer them what appears to be the better solution, the small portion, in fact, that is why you then end up eating more. Whereas if people are conscious about how much they're eating in total, rather than doing it by portion, you do it by physical number of calories. That is a successful way to lose weight, if you actually know how many calories are in something. But if you're doing it by the size of the portion, they're saying that the marketing is very clever. It makes people think they're eating less, so they'll actually end up paradoxically eating more.
Oh, those cunning marketing people messing with our minds.